रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 37 मारुति's प्रपोजल. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Then Janaki gave meet reply to Maruti in words pregnant with wisdom. Rama harbors no other thought in his heart, but he is buffeted by waves of grief. Said you not so? It was a cruel kindness of yours in giving me delicious nectar saturated with deadly venom. I did not seek to be torn away from his side. The omnipotent fate drags about in cruel bonds and plays as it likes with Raghunatha, the heir to all wealth and power, and makes no difference between him and the lowest of the low, tortured by adversity. It is impossible to stand up against it. And the most brilliant instances of it, myself, Rama and Lakshmana, and none else are needed. I know not when the hour will strike of his deliverance from the grasp of this billows of sorrow, like a lordly ship staggering under the attacks of a stormy sea. I know not when he will lay in battle Ravana and his Rakshasas, reduce this Lanka to a howling waste, and cast his arms about me. You must impress upon him the necessity of rescuing me ere the last day of the year passes away that my captor has allowed me as a respite. I quit my hold on life the next moment. The 10th month is even now drawing to an end, and but 2 small months of time remain, just 60 days and no more. His brother Vibhishana tried his best to persuade Ravana to send me back, but in vain. The Rakshasa king hates the very idea. Death roams at large over the field of battle in search of Ravana, around whose neck fatal noose is cast. Sarama, the wife of Vibhishana, sent me this news through her daughter Amala. My heart and soul are serene and clear. They resolve to accomplish superhuman achievements, the measures thereunto, the capacity therefor, tenderness, gratitude, valor, greatness of heart, and many other excellence too numerous to count, vie with one another to adorn Rama. Hence, there exists not the faintest shadow of a doubt in my heart that my Lord will speedily take me back to his side. Is there a foeman in all the worlds and above and below whose heart turns not into water at the sight of my Raghuvira, who laid low in dire battle the 14,000 Rakshasa warriors? And he did it all alone, unaided, with no help from Lakshmana. He did it in a short space of a muhurta, and it is but a child's play to him. His courage, his proof against danger, fear, misery, and misfortune will never forsake him. The lady Sachi knows better than me the greatness of her Lord Indra, and who better than me knows the greatness of my Lord? The blazing sun Rama will in no time drink up the water of the lives of these Rakshasas, and his arrow showers are but the rays he uses for that purpose. Thus did the lady Sita lament many a wise about Rama, her scorched heart finding a vent through her fast falling tears. Anjaneya heard her out, and quick and sharp came his words of consolation. Mother of the world, what have you to do with grief and sorrow? I have but to take back to Rama the news about you, and the next moment he is on his way here with his countless monkey hosts. You need not go even so far as that. This very moment will I put an end to your sorrow and misfortune. Deign to seat yourself on my shoulders, and before the eye has time to wink, will I cross the sea and place you beside Raghava. Doubt it not, fair lady. Have I not in me the might to take also lightly this Lanka and everything upon it wherever I like? Even as a lord of fire takes with devout reverence to the supreme lord the offerings of sacrifices, will I take you back to Rama in his abode on Mount Prasarvana. Mahavishnu is not more enthusiastic and confident about destroying the asuras than Rama and Lakshmana and exterminating the wicked Rakshasa brood. And those two brothers will see you even now. The Lord of the Devas shines not more gloriously upon his throne in heaven than Sri Rama in his abode on Mount Prasravana as he busies himself with the measures to get you back. And this mighty warrior Raghava will meet you even now. So just seat yourself on my broad shoulders. Think not highly of me and my power to make my word good. I long to see you by the side of Raghunatha, even as a lady Rohini finds happiness and peace in the company of the moon. Seat yourself, I say, on my broad back and course through the sky as if you would hold converse with the lords of day and night. This Lanka and all that it holds in the shape of frightening materials can never dream of barring my course or even following me when I bear you aloft. I take you back as lightly as when I came in here. Doubt it not, lady. Sita was delighted at this wonderful proposal of Maruti and replied, 100 yojanas have you to cross the watery waste ere you take me back to Kishkindha. It is really strange to hear you say so. You hereby betray the thoughtless nature of your class. A slight creature as you are, what put it into your heart to tell me that you would take me back to my Lord Rama? And Maruti said to himself, lo, here is a nice position for me. This is the first time anyone has asked me this question. Well, it is natural for her to speak so. What does she know of my boundless strength and might, and that what is impossible to others is but a child's play to me? So let me show her that I can take any form at will. And he grew and grew until the eye failed to follow him. He leapt down from the tree and sought to inspire to win her trust by towering aloft before her, higher and more huge than Meru, Mandara, or any other mountain. His splendor blazed out like the Lord of Fire at his height, mountainous of bulk, red in face, boundless of strength, armed with teeth and nails like the bolt of Indra. He stood before Sita in his terrible shape and cried, Mother, this Lanka, the hills, the mountains, the forests, the fortifications, the houses, the creatures and Ravana, the Lord of all these are but a straw to me, were I minded to bear them away. So, doubt me not. Collect your thought and accept my offer of service, for you would have thereby dispelled the grief of Rama and Lakshmana. Janaki cast a look of increasing fondness and affection at the son of Vayu as he stood before, blazing dreadfully like the Lord Rudra on the day of universal dissolution, and said, O most mighty of the monkey world, full well do I know your strength and valor. Full well do I know that in speed and force you are the peer of your beloved father, and in wonderful luster and radiance of the Lord of Fire. I know of no other but yourself, no ordinary person, who could single-handedly and unaided lightly leap over these broad waters, penetrate undaunted into this Lanka, teeming with terrible rakshasas, and hold speech with me most skillfully. Full well do I know that you are extremely capable of bearing me aloft through the sky. It behooves us to seek the speediest means of effecting the purpose of Rama. But it is not meet that I go with you. Maybe I may lose my hold upon consciousness through the inconceivable rapidity of your flight, equaling that of Lord Vayu. Maybe that my heart would grow faint and I slip away into the sea as you rise higher and higher over it in your course through the sky. There, the whales, the crocodiles and other frightful creatures of the deep will make short work of me. Full well do I know that you are matchless in your wonderful ability to destroy one that stands against you. But I am sure that should you take me with you in your flight, you will run deadly peril, for the moment that my absence is detected, Ravana is sure to send after you the mighty Rakshasas to slay you and take me back. You will be hemmed by them, alone and unaided, while they assail you in ever-increasing numbers with clubs, bars, tridents and other frightful weapons. Then you will have a threefold task on your heads. You must fight with them to death, You must defend yourself and you must keep danger and harm away from me. Now you cannot do all three at the same time, so I doubt not that you will bring death upon yourself. Again, maybe I will slip down your shoulders, unable to bear the terrible sight of your battle with the Rakshasas. Then they will somehow or other manage to bring you within their power, for such is their dreadful strength and might. Maybe I will slip down from your shoulders while you are absorbed in the fight and unable to attend to me, and right away do I fall once more into their clutches. They may even take me from you, but put me to death. Of course, I hear you say to yourself, am I to be classed and confounded with the herd? Dare they foil me and bear you back from my protecting arm? Now, I need not tell you that victory and defeat are no certain factors once that you are put into a fight. They may frighten me, they may torture me to death, and then all this trouble of yours, all these skillful plans will go to waste. Again, you are quite capable of exterminating the Rakshasa world. But do you not see that it takes away a great deal of fame from our beloved Lord Raghava? The naughty world will point at him with scorn and cry, lo, he had it not in him to face the dreadful Lord of Lanka. He dispatched a monkey of his in secret to steal back Sita. He acted no better than Ravana. Again, the Rakshasas may take me back and hide me so skillfully that the monkeys or Rama or Lakshmana cannot come at me. Then all your trouble, all your efforts on my behalf will go to waste. Go back to Raghunatha, take him news of me and bring him back. I tell you it is the best plan. And should you ignore it and seek to take me back with you, I may by a mischance fall again into the hands of Rakshasas and you have seen the last of me. Then my Raghava will die of grief. Next, his brothers, mothers, Sugriva and the monkey leaders will all go to perdition. Again, it is not meet, it is not good that I should touch any other person but my Lord, and I, whose heart and soul are centered in him alone. But here you say to yourself, and the infamous Ravana defiled you with his touch. Hanuman, then I was alone and helpless. I am a frail woman and my protectors were far away. And this Rakshasa was of boundless might, most cruel. And how can I stop him when he bore me away by violence? But I did my very best. I fought hard but in vain. It is most consonant to the high and noble ancestry of Rama, his valor, his prowess, his fame, and the love he bears to me, that he comes here and before all the world takes me back after laying low in battle dire my captor Ravana and all that follow him. For full well do I know that the gods, the Pannagas, Gandharvas and the Rakshasas and others dare not face him on the field of battle. I was there to witness his prowess when he slew Viradha, Kara, Dushna and the countless Rakshasas of Janasthana. And ere he married me, has, as I have heard, lightly slain Subahu and Tataka and injured Maricha. And I need not tell you how he killed Kabanda and Vali, for it was you that told me about it. Just imagine to yourself a scene of the field of battle with Rama and Lakshmana, the best and foremost of bowmen, stand side by side. Who would dare even to lift his eyes up to them? They rival the Lord of Celestials in boundless might and strength. Just imagine my Raghuvira facing his foes on the battlefield like unto an elephant in rut, or like unto the Lord of Day, who at the time of destruction of the worlds unveils his thousand eyes in aid and shoots his deadly beams at the helpless creation. Lo, there he shines in his matchless radiance with the faithful Lakshmana by his side. He bends his redoubtable kodanda, he twangs it, the earth and the heaven tremble in affright. He sends his death-dealing shafts in a continuous stream at the vast embattled hosts of foes, and like serpents of doom, he spreads havoc and destruction around. Then, who could ever stand up to them and boast of having come out of it alive? So, best and bravest of monkeys, Look to it that Rama and Lakshmana, Sugriva and their myriads of monkey warriors be here as soon as possible. Long have I solaced myself with the thought that my lord, my husband, my love would be here soon. I have never taken my eyes off the path of which he would find his way here. In that hope have I borne with infinite patience my troubles, my miseries and the taunts and the insults of these demons around. I am worn out to a shadow. On you I place my last hope to find out the most effective means to restore me to joy, to life, to fame before the world. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.